In the evening edition, Barbados records yet another COVID-19 death. Prime Minister Martley outlines a public sector-led plan to kickstart economic activity as the COVID-19 pandemic delivers a $2 billion blow. The opposition leader expresses major concern over the government debt. The former chairman of the Government Industrial School calls for a major overhaul there, and the Barbados Nurses Association demands a pay hike. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition from Starcom Network News, brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.
To adapt to many different functions or activities. That's the definition of versatility. It's also the definition of the intelligently designed, smart and sophisticated Nissan Qashqai, available now at Courtesy Garage Limited. Enjoy the power and responsiveness that comes with its 2-liter engine, the safety and security provided by electronic brake distribution, traction control system, and hill start assist, along with the comfort and superior ride quality made possible by precision handling, selectable drive modes, and cruise control. The Nissan Qashqai gives you and your family everything you need and more, all neatly packaged in this stylish and stunning urban crossover. Ready to get behind the wheel? Give us a call at 431-4100 for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage. Legendary service. Legendary performance.
The number of COVID-19 deaths in Barbados now stands at 40. The latest COVID victim is a 61-year-old Barbadian woman who passed away on Saturday at the Harrison Point isolation facility. A government statement says the deceased suffered from non-communicable diseases and had been a patient at the facility for 25 days, during which time she was in primary intensive care on a ventilator. Meantime, Barbados recorded 8 new cases yesterday from 261 tests. 28 people recovered and were discharged from the isolation facility. There are now 161 people in isolation. Since the pandemic began, Barbados has recorded a total of 3,559 confirmed cases from 136,463 tests. 624 people were vaccinated yesterday as part of the national vaccination program, bringing the total vaccinations here to 61,752. Prime Minister Mayor Amor Mortley has told the House of Assembly of COVID-19 delivering a catastrophic blow to the Barbados economy, which lost $2 billion in activity, forcing the government to borrow $1 billion to help the country get by. Ms. Mortley, who is the Minister of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment, was speaking as the estimates presentation continued in the lower chamber. She said the pandemic has triggered probably the single largest drop in economic activity since World War II, with massive disruption of businesses and loss of jobs.
We know that over 38,000 individuals applied for unemployment benefit last year, at the height of it. We know that last month in February, the numbers are in excess of 11,000 who have applied as well again. What has happened has been a major, major disruption. It is perhaps the largest single drop in our economic performance, certainly since independence, and it is arguable that it is probably the largest single drop since the World War.
But Prime Minister Mortley says the situation would have been far worse had the government not moved quickly to restructure the national debt soon after coming into office. And she outlined a plan for public sector projects to spur economic activity and create jobs.
That those among us who are vulnerable and who are still going through an extraordinarily difficult time must be protected as far as our resources allow us to do so. Two, government in the face of a private economy that is floundering must step up to the plate and trigger public sector-led growth through an expanded capital works program and capital program generally. And three, that even as we do all of this, we cannot take our eyes off the ball of enhancing competitiveness and making it just simpler, easier to do business in this country.
Meantime, the opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Athey, expressed major concern that the government was saddling future generations with even more debt.
And you're talking about paying a high level of debt service when there's nothing in the Barbadian economy that is suggestive of growth. There are generations behind us that will have to repay the debts which now this government, this country at this time creates. We chastised the last administration for the levels of unproductive debt, but we do the same thing, 800 plus million in debt service in this year.
The former chairman of the recently dismissed board of the Government Industrial School, Reverend Joseph Tudor, is calling for a radical reform at that institution, starting with an overhaul of the reporting structure. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks call-in program, Reverend Tudor echoed many of the concerns expressed by the public about matters at the reform school, including his view that the offense of wandering should have been abolished long ago. But he also pointed out that the board is appointed in purely an advisory role to the ministry and has no authority over the staff or say in day-to-day matters at that institution.
The principal and the management at the school called the deputy and myself on the day we were appointed. So we went to have a meeting. And he said, listen, let me explain our position very clearly. We operate on an act that we will not report to you or the deputy or your board. We report to the permanent secretary as indicated in the bill. And the board is completely out of it in terms of the rent. So if a decision has to be made, it has to be made by the permanent secretary.
Several youth organizations, meantime, have issued a joint statement expressing concern about the makeup of the recently appointed board of the Government Industrial School. The Barbados Youth Development Council, the Barbados National Youth Policy, U-Report Barbados, and the CARICOM Youth Ambassadors, as well as the Pink Parliament, complain that the board contains no young people. The statement also expresses concern that some board appointees had made statements about the 14-year-old girl at the center of the controversy. President of the Youth Development Council, Roshana Trim, has some questions.
We want to know what the expertise is of the persons who are being appointed to the board, their ability to provide things like counseling, mental health support, whatever the reason may be that young people are sent to GIS. We would like to see it come to a point where the GIS is really about reforming young people and reintegrating them back into society.
And yet another parent has raised serious concerns over what she considers harsh and inhumane treatment of children at the Government Industrial School. A caller to VOB's Brass Tacks call-in program said that for more than a decade, she'd been trying to get attention paid to the conditions at that institution following the harrowing stories she was told by her son after he was detained there in 2006.
Don't carry children up being locked in these cells like prisoners, strip their clothes off. My son said to me, he said, you know, it was in cells just like that, as I had mentioned to you. But I didn't have a mattress, so that young lady's lucky. He said, I slept on that whole slab with a toilet in there that was so filthy, I couldn't even get it used. And the second time he was sent back up, they beat him. I don't know if it was initiation, I don't know what it was. And he said to me, he wouldn't like his enemy's child to be in that environment.
The Barbados Nurses Association wants a pay hike for this country's nurses. President of the association, Valerie Francis Miller, in a statement today, outlined a number of key concerns, including what she believes is the need to pay nurses better.
As salary adjustments for registered nurses are realized, not simply given lip service, that prospective nurses can see the opportunity in making nursing a career.
A state of emergency has been declared in the U.S. city of Miami Beach over concerns that large crowds gathering for a spring break pose a coronavirus risk. An 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew has been announced that will remain in effect until at least April 12. Traffic restrictions are in place during the curfew, while business in the South Beach area must close. The Miami Beach Mayor, Dan Gelber, said thousands of tourists had brought chaos and disorder to the city.
If we had 500 or 1,000 guests and a very small percent were acting out in ways that were improper or illegal, I am quite confident we could easily control that. But when you have 50,000 or 100,000, even if it's just a small percent of those visitors acting out, well, then that becomes a challenge of an entirely different order.
And finally, back here in Barbados, officials dismiss as fake news a WhatsApp message in circulation alleging that there will be stricter curfew hours this coming Friday and Saturday. A Barbados government official said restrictions for after March 27th, if any, are yet to be decided. Our top stories. Barbados records yet another COVID-19 death. Those deaths now stand at 40. Prime Minister Morley outlines a public sector-led plan to kickstart economic activity as the COVID-19 pandemic delivers a $2 billion blow. The opposition leader expresses major concern over government debt. The former chairman of the Government Industrial School calls for a major overhaul there, including changes to the reporting structure. The Barbados Nurses Association demands a pay hike. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.